And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Anselmo Myrna head football coach Troy Gilligan. Coach, first off, congratulations on the win last week. Impressive win over Hyannis. Had to feel good for you and the kids.
Yeah, it was a really good win for the boys. We've kind of had a rocky go the 2 weeks before that, but it was good for the boys to get a win, and a good win, to build their confidence coming into this last regular season game.
You mentioned last regular season game. Can you believe that we're already to this point?
It's flown by. For first year, you kind of want it to slow down so you can enjoy it, but it seems like once game's over on Friday, you're turning around, you're playing another game, but it's been fun so far.
Troy, I know coming into the season, you had to fill some spots, guys stepping into some new positions maybe. I also know you've battled some injuries during the course of the year, but you have to be pleased, I would think, with the fight that your kids have shown really to get you in the playoff hunt coming down the stretch.
Yeah, we got some boys, some older boys that are good leaders, and they've played like Sid and Quentin. They lead this team well. Some of them other boys had to step up this year and fill in some spots that we lost from last year. But I think last week we played our best football we have all year long, so it's good to see that, especially at the end of the year.
Troy, as you've went through the season, first-year head coach, what's the thing that you are most proud of with this team?
Oh, I think just the fight that we have. I mean, every single game we're undersized, but it doesn't seem to seem that way during the game. I mean, these kids, they're grinders. And they knew going into this year that we were going to be smaller than every team we played, so they knew that they were going to have to fight for four quarters every single game.
Is there an area within the team that you feel has shown the most growth, say, from week one?
I think it's probably with the offensive linemen. It all starts up front. Like I said, there was a lot of positions we had to fill there, and each week it seems like they get better and better, and that's great to see as a coach.
So what's the focus been in practice for this week?
I think it's just fundamentals. I mean, same as every single game, we're going to be undersized, so we're really going to have to focus on the fundamentals, make sure we're doing everything right, because they're going to be bigger and they're probably going to be stronger, so we're going to have to focus on the little details this week.
Troy, you mentioned fundamentals. I know lots of times when I talk with coaches, right along with that, they say technique. And lots of time, technique is something you always got to keep working on, isn't it?
Yes, technique's huge, especially when you're undersized, because if you don't have proper technique, you're going to get blown off the ball or whatever aspect it may be in. So technique, we rep it defensively and offensively every day. So it's really important.
You close out the regular season with a great area matchup. You take on South Loup that has really had a good season this year. Talk a little bit about them, your preparation, and what are the keys to the game as you see it?
Yeah, South Loup, they've kind of had a juggernaut of the schedule, especially early on. They've played some really solid teams, and they've competed with those teams. So it's going to be a tough game for our boys. They like to run dive option. I know that's one of their main plays, so we've really been focusing on that, how we want to run against that defensively. And then offensively, I think we just got to keep it simple. Make sure the offensive line is doing their job, backs are reading their blocks, and just fight for four quarters is going to be the main thing.
Well, Troy, we always appreciate you taking time to visit with us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Perfect. Thank you.
That's Troy Gilligan joining us on our pregame show.